Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. On this, it's been a pretty horrible set of things that have happened in the past 48 hours. I haven't even covered all of them. So I'm trying to break them up. I still have one more horrible incident to discuss. The first part of the podcast before the intermission, well, the break for the radio staff meeting, was Rob Reiner and his wife being murdered. Their throats slashed by their asshole son, who I don't think has been found. Has Rob Reiner's son been found? Okay, he's been arrested. Trump has weighed in. This is not a surprise. I'll read it to you. It is so ridiculous, but it doesn't surprise any of us. And in a weird way, you know how like when someone dies and like they're an asshole, you can say, boy, that's terrible, but he sure was an asshole. Not everybody has the balls to do that. Trump does. And it's as sickening as it is. I don't know why, but I laughed. I think it's because I can't possibly take him serious. This is Trump's statement on Rob Reiner, who was a known liberal. He says a very sad thing. I can't read this without thinking about hearing it in Trump voice in my head. Trump said, a very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome. So with that, Trump is suggesting that he was murdered because he doesn't like Trump. Trump adds he was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace. Wow. What a fucking psychopath. Holy shit. People are asking, is this real? And yeah, it is. This one kind of surprises me, you know, because I think Trump in the past has said, all right, so-and-so has died, though they did not support me. In the end, you know, no one should lose their life. I mean, this is just basic common decency, but to actually make this a press release about how great you are and how, in blaming the death, his murder on not liking him and having, quote, Trump derangement syndrome. Wow. That really kicks it to another level here. My God. That is remarkable. Even for Trump standards, that's remarkable. You know, I often wonder about when these things happen. I'm always very interested in hearing from the people who then say, that's why we love him. He speaks his mind. He says what he feels. He feels what he says. He says what he feels. Yeah, that's why he's great. Fuck me. That is some ugly ass shit. What a fucking psycho. But I have to laugh at it. Jesus. All right. There's a lot more I want to get to. Let's see if I can find what I wanted to get. There's about a million things that I want to play here. Okay. How would you like to lose the high school championship in this way? Somewhere in Louisiana. Well, I think this is in New Orleans. Doesn't matter where it is. These two high school teams are playing. All that the team in the white has to do is hike it and then take a knee, you know? But the one guy for the white team in the white jerseys does is he takes off his helmet, and that's a problem. The team in the white is up by 1 point, 21-20, and there's 35 seconds to go in the game. So this is how it unfolds as they hike the ball.
When it's season.
Okay, they take the knee. Now all they got to do is wait. The game is over.
Much less one, right?
But then the hiker here, number 50,
he had his
takes his helmet off. That's a problem.
Team ready to play tonight. He had his defense ready to play tonight.
There's the coach yelling at him, you fucking asshole, you can't take your helmet off. That's a penalty.
Well, a Shaw player took off his helmet thinking that was the ball game. Touchdown.
Okay, but so it's not over. So the play would have, the clock would have ran out had that asshole not taken his helmet off. But he took his helmet off and it stopped the clock. And now it's fourth down and the team in the white has to punt. And then this happens.
Down of the season for St. Charles Catholic was done by Chris Don McClain. They blocked it.
Okay. They blocked the fucking punt.
And look at this. Look at this. St. Charles Catholic's got new life.
Okay. So now they're going to try a long field goal. Now, typically, high school players can't kick for shit, but this boy can.
Tension on his mind. High snap. They get it down. It heads to the uprights. It is good! Oh, my goodness! From heartbreak to hero. Oh, shit. He would have made that thing from 50-plus.
So the fucking team lost it because of this fat fuck.
Much less one, right?
This fat ass who took off the helmet. Oh, they're going to have to put an unalive watch on this guy. Young people can't handle anything. Oh, no. That's a tough one to overcome. You can't even go back to that school. You basically have to change schools at that point. You can't go back to that school. And you change your appearance, or maybe just homeschool the rest of the way. Move out of the state. Bug out. Call the vacuum repair place. Bug out to Alaska, never to be seen or heard from again. That's what you do. Oh, shit. Is that rough? Nakua Matata says that the bail set for Nick Reiner is $4 million. All right, there was another catastrophe, this one at Brown University. You may have seen that they had the guy, but that's not true. There was some dude that they thought was the shooter. They arrested a guy, and that guy's been cleared. They do not have the Brown University shooter. That gunman is at large. They had a dude in his 20s who was held as a person of interest. And they're now saying, we have no known suspect. We have a murderer out there. We have a murderer at large out on the street. This was so shocking for people. You had kids that were attending like a test review. Finals are approaching. So you get all these super smart kids show up for this one class. They're doing like an in-class test review. And then bad guy comes in and opens fire. Two dead, multiple hurt. Horrible. This was the first violent incident of the weekend, and it happened there at Brown University. I have a video, and hats off to the person who shot this video. It's fucking amazing to me. This is incredible. This is, so the students are, they have sheltered in place. These are the ones that were actually involved in the mass shooting, and they got away and they barricaded themselves in a hiding spot, and they're all like huddled together, and they hear pounding at the door, and all these kids are freaking out. And then, but it's the cops, it's a SWAT team. And they still have no idea where the shooter is. So they're like, all right, we got to go. We got to get the fuck out of here. This is as intense as it gets here in this clip. Look at all these students here freaking out. That place would smell like feces because I would be shitting. These poor kids, look at them. They're all like, they hear the pounding. They're terrified. They're thinking, this is it. Cops are breaking down the door.
Police, police, Providence police.
Hands.
I wouldn't have stood up. I wouldn't have believed it. But the kids go up and the cops say,
excuse me, O'Neill.
The cops are like, hands, hands, hands. We got to see hands.
Hands, everybody's hands. Just keep your hands up for us. Obviously, there's something going on. We're here to help you. Just listen to what we have to say, okay? All right, breathe. Anybody hurt? No? All right, just listen to our commands. We will get you out of here safely. Is this it? Is this the group?
If you have the badge, your phones, we'll grab it now. Quickly,
go, 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 quick, go.
In orderly, fast, let's go.
File, let's go.
Good job.
Sheesh. Fuck. I'll never be the same again.
Grab your stuff.
All these hurry kids. Up. Shit. Motherfuck. Alan's here. Hey, I see Nakua. If I was a student involved in something like this, I'd never go back to in-person schooling, ever. Absolutely. And we've talked about this many times before, about if I were raising my kids now, like if I had young kids, they would not be going to school. Nope. Sorry. I'd beg, borrow, steal to make it happen. Mom and I would take turns working or some shit. We'd figure it out. But you're not going back to school. Rebecca says, there are young adults out there that have experienced this more than once, high school and college. Oh, my God, you're not kidding. By the way, on the Bondi Beach thing that we talked about earlier today, which was a beach party slash Hanukkah celebration, one of the people that was on the beach, and I think it was one of the victims, shockingly, and I don't know if it's a deceased victim or an injured victim, was a Holocaust survivor. So, Jesus, that person was probably like the hero of the day for the event's festivities. And that is how that unfolded. Bread Bowl Brain Chris is here. He says, yes, I believe she is deceased. She was she was unalived during that horrible incident at Bondi Beach. Incredible. Fuck. All right. I don't really have anything more to say about that I haven't already said before. Worth repeating from time to time, but still. This is Sharon Moore and his wife. Apparently, Mrs. Moore is, says here, supports him after the Paige Shriver affair. That's a tough one. And who knows ultimately if it'll last in the long run. And, you know, some folks like Mrs. Moore here, Kelly Moore, she might be like, well, I don't give a shit what anybody says. I'm gonna stick by my husband. You can't fault somebody for that. You know, you've built a whole life. You got three kids. This horribly ugly scenario has taken place. And she's looking at the big picture, if that is the case. That there's a whole life ahead. Let's not make it any worse. Let's figure this shit out. I'll say this. Let's just say, for the sake of this discussion, this is the first time she's been made aware of any type of infidelity. And she's shocked and she's hurt and she's humiliated. But if she is able to keep it together and they figure it out, I would say there's a pretty good chance that Sharon Moore, after all of this, would not be a repeat offender. My gut tells me he would have learned his lesson unless he's a total moron. After all of this, oh my God. Then I heard that after he got out of jail, Sharon reached out to the Instagram model who had the giant muff. The one that Chris, Bread Bowl Brain Chris, said it looked like it had teeth. He reached out to her. Now, she revealed that he reached out to her, but he did not reveal what she said. But she was like, yeah, well, I didn't break the story. Your mistress did. She broke the story. I just contributed to it. So shut up. Maureen says, I thought I read she filed for a divorce. Well, maybe this is a bad story. Kelly Moore did. Kelly Moore file for divorce. This one says, Pete Carroll, football coach for the Raiders, a close friend of Kelly Moore, stated that Kelly Moore, the wife of ex-Michigan Wolverine head coach Sharon Moore, has filed divorce and released a series of evidence that could destroy. Yeah, I don't know if I believe this. This is one of those, looks like one of those clickbaity stories. So, I'm not sure that that's, and I don't believe that Pete Carroll is friends with Sharon Moore's wife either. So I guess I'm going to need to see a source on that. Let me text it or type it again. Is Kelly Moore filing for divorce? No, I don't see anything. I like the crack. Kelly Moore will enter the divorce portal MSN has a story. Sharon Moore's wife, Kelly Moore, shared major concern before his arrest. Yeah, that's about the potential unaliving of Sharon. Yeah, I'm not seeing what you're seeing. I think, you know, Maureen's old. So she has a little bit of Diana-itis when it comes to news stories. And Diana doesn't know, cannot spot fact from fiction on the internet. And so, but I have taught her to run it by me. Like I said to her, if you see anything, don't repeat it. Don't make a comment. Don't tell any of your friends. If you see any news, you have to ask me. She's like, what are you talking about? I go, well, you're the one that's telling me Jerry Seinfeld got run over by Samuel L. Jackson. You're the one telling me that Kelly Clarkson threw herself off a cliff. You believe everything the internet tells you, and most of those are just scams. You idiot. Red Bull Brain Chris says, for me, keep it together for the kids. Then when this is all out of the news cycle, then quietly get divorced. Don't need to drag the kids through all the public stuff. I don't know. Maybe they had an open marriage. Maybe we don't know about it. There's a lot we don't know. In fact, this article talks about the United Front strategy, why she might stay. One, the children, which is what we just talked about. The crisis manager role, mental health. Three, the open secret theory. A darker possibility whispered in gossip circles but unverified is that Kelly may have already known about the affair. The legal and financial reality. Divorce is a complex legal maneuver. So who knows? It's still remarkable to me that this probably could have all been avoided. It's, you know, if he's going to change his life after the last week, you know, you would have to agree that this is a rock bottom moment. So if there's going to be any changing, it would be after something horrific like this that has taken place, that has fucked up your life. Okay. But also, on Monday of last week.
Hey, no, don't do that. Hold on. Stop.
On Monday of last week, she broke up with him. And then for the next...
Hang on. Stop. Stop doing that.
For the next 2 days, he harassed her, which she said, all right, that's it. I'm going to your boss. Had on that Monday, if he had just left her alone, let's just say for the sake of this discussion, he left her alone. And he stopped hunting OnlyFans models and decided to be a good husband from that day forward. No harm, no foul. You just keep it close to the vest, don't say shit, and don't do it anymore. Rebecca says the only reason he would change is because he was caught, and when he got caught, he got violent. Correct. So, if there is any hope to this, it would be through intense therapy and a complete bit of transparency and honesty and being willing to be on house arrest for the foreseeable future from Mrs. Moore and anything else pertaining to it, if he's lucky. If he's lucky. My God. I still think that all of this is the worst punishment. Who cares about the legal shit? I don't think he's going to see any time. He might serve a little time for that, but this guy is an absolute mess. Holy shit. Somebody made the point that if Michigan were undefeated this year, this would never have seen the light of day. And that's a great argument because Michigan is one of the most corrupt schools on the planet. And there's this illusion, this arrogant illusion that they put out that they're a higher level, a higher standard, a respectability, and You know, they've got this bullshit type of integrity vibe that does not exist in college sports. We've talked about that before, I think last week. And but they have, you know, if you keep saying it, if you keep saying it, stupid people will believe it. All right. That there's actually something to that nonsense about. Yeah. Where, as Chris in Buffalo says, our core values. That doesn't exist. It's a marketing scam. And, you know, the big block M and the higher level of academics in the state of Michigan and beyond. I mean, Michigan is one of the highest academic schools in the country. But it's bullshit. Every bit of that. Okay? It's just a way to make money and get people to spend their money on a high-priced education. It's all bullshit. Smoke and mirrors. Okay? And I think that foolish people believe that, that there's some integrity to it. Ooh, it's ridiculous. Nakua Matata says Ward Manuel needs to be fired. Okay, so who cares? That's not going to help anything. If nothing's going to change, it is still going to be just a shit show of lies, deceit, corruption, cheating, and every other university is the same way. And it's absolutely heinous, and anybody who doesn't believe that is full of shit. Nakua says he's the leader of athletics. He should be held accountable. Well, why? Who cares if he's held accountable? I mean, okay, great. You fire him. So what? Are you going to bring someone in there who's, like, trustworthy? Don't believe that. You see? Unless you're willing to accept the fact that this whole thing is a racket, then fine, whatever. Fire him. Who cares? I don't even know why they even have somebody in that position. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that the big donations roll in, that their endowment stays where it is, that the students keep coming, and they keep making money. That is the only thing that matters here.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Always has been. Just now, people are starting to realize it. Speaking of Sherrone Moore, the nonsense made it to Saturday Night Live. This is a Trump bit, and whoever the fuck plays Trump, and whoever the fuck is playing Caroline Leavitt, this is where we pick that up.
Oh, how great is Caroline Leavitt? We love her. Oh, she's got a beautiful face and those lips that don't quit. Okay. Pretty amazing that I could just openly simp over my young blonde subordinate. It's giving Michigan football coach. Can we get a close-up? Let's get a close-up on her mouth. It's
okay,
one of my
sir.
Top mouths.
I don't know if they...
Okay. I love that mouth. Look at that. Oh, how great is...
All right, that's about all I'll give in terms of a laugh for Saturday Night Live. I usually don't care about it. I usually don't care for it. Cole's got it figured out. He says, if you're involved in D1 college sports, you're a slimeball criminal. Just like all politicians. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, it's bad when they use Trump's direct quotes. Those were direct quotes? I didn't know that. Please tell me more about the direct quotes I believe you. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says most of that was a direct quote from Trump. This bar added menu items named after Sharon Moore and Paige Shriver. From what I was reading in this story, I guess this place is getting dragged. Ann Arbor Eatery adds menu items named after Sharon Moore and Paige Shriver. The Brown Jug. Okay, that's the outside of it. Now I don't think I ever saw the Paige Shriver menu option, but there's the Sharon Moore sampler basket. I wonder if those were already on the menu and they just happened to be talked about after the scandal broke. And I don't see the Paige Shriver menu item. That looks like the food we used to make at Boston. Okay, the Brown Jug is the name of the place. We got to call them up. And I don't know why anybody would drag them. They are open. Let's put in a call. This ought to be awkward. Nobody wants to talk anymore. They're always like, just hang up on your old pal EZ.
Thanks for calling the Brown Jug.
Hey, how are you? This is Eric Zane on the Eric Zane Show podcast. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, are you guys still doing the menu items with Sharon and... See, I told you. They just hang up. Why would you hang up? If you're going to put that out there, what's the big deal? This is great. You think that they'd want to talk about it? I mean, you put it out there. I didn't put it out there. You put the item on the menu. So what's the big deal? Tyler says, why did she even bother with the, hey, how can I help you? This is ridiculous. So they put it on the menu. The point of doing that is to get chatter. That's why you do it. They get the chatter. Someone calls to talk about it, and they hang up. Hey, this is Eric Zane, Eric Zane Show Podcast. Hey, how are you? Yeah, I want to talk about the click. My God. Oh, well, we tried. That would have been fun. I actually wanted to ask legitimate questions. Like, I was of the opinion, why would anybody be dragging you if they're putting you, if you put it on, you know, that's not a big deal. So, the guy who won the Heisman Trophy was dude from Indiana. I forgot his name. Something Mendoza or whatever. I don't know. It'll come out in the story, but... there's a guy who wanted to win it from Vanderbilt, and his name is Diego Pavia, I think. And he thought he was going to win it. And he's not able to win it. He lost. And he got pissed off because he lost the Heisman Trophy. And he walked into the voting... and here he is in an image. It looks like a narco terrorist red carpet event with this bunch here. And This is, the little guy is Diego. He's the quarterback. And these are all the members of his crew, and it looks like they're holding their fingers up in a certain way. I'm not sure what that stands for. That looks like gang signs or something like that. But these are some of the most poorly dressed people I have ever seen in my life. You got this fat, tall, fat fuck on one side and this fat fuck on the other. A lot of turtleneck and mocks going on with chains outside. It looks like 1989 Easy Rhyme with Pooh Bear. If Martin Scorsese did a narco terrorist documentary or a movie in the style of Goodfellas, this would be the poster. So, all right, this little fucker wins. And then he wrote, F all the voters, but family for life. And these are his family, all these people who have helped him apparently murder people. Someone wrote, is he 5'4"? And this guy wrote exactly why he didn't win, bum ass. I don't think he didn't win because he's short. Okay, so when I saw that, I thought, is that sour grapes? Well, yeah, of course it is. But who cares? Hang on, I got to sneeze. Mike back on. Of course he's pissed off, but who cares? You know, whatever. I don't mind when somebody just, yeah, fuck all the voters. I like that, actually. That's out of my book. But then, I guess someone wrote, yeah, now he had a Jimmy's here. Hey, Jimmy. Someone wrote, he hired a PR team. He must have, because Chris wrote, he did a ChatGPT apology. And I guess there's a way to tell if someone does a ChatGPT type of statement. Diego Pavia. Being a part of the Heisman community, a ceremony last night as a finalist was such an honor. I can't do that. My throat will start hurting. As a competitor, oh, it's a whole statement. Anyway, I'm not going to read the whole fucking thing. It says, I didn't handle those emotions well and did not represent myself the way I wanted to. I have much love and respect for the Heisman voters and the selection process, and I apologize for being disrespectful. It was a mistake, and I am sorry. I always cringe when I see it was a mistake. Because it wasn't. At the time, it was the right thing to do. So now you got this 12 hours later, the stupid apology. Fernando Mendoza. That's the other guy. So you've got, I'm guessing, Latino on Latino crime with Diego Pavia falling to Fernando Mendoza. His speech, by the way, this Fernando Mendoza was one of the best. Everybody loves Fernando Mendoza. Speech mom. His mother has, I think, multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy or something like that. She's in a wheelchair. Okay, hang on a second. When I think of these things, I didn't pull this up at the start, so that's why it takes me a second. Here we go. This is.
But my family's unconditional love and belief kept me going and pushed me forward. These are the people who built me long before football did. Mommy, this is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't need to be loud. It can be quiet and strong. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself when the world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I love you.
All that there is millions of dollars. I'm not saying it was fake at all. I think it was totally genuine. But, I mean, I want to cry right now. Who doesn't love grown man, best college football player in the land, who starts out by addressing his mother who is ailing as mommy? That's fucking great. Now, Caleb Williams did that too, but he was crying in her arms like a bitch. This is different. All right? Mommy. And then he goes, so that's awesome. Because, so he, yeah, I know, it did sound fake. A lot of people are saying it sounded fake. I don't believe that it was fake, though. I think that he was just, and then he finished with another, it was great.
Built me long before football did. It's unconditional love and belief. Kept me going and pushed me forward. These are the people who built me long before football did. Mommy.
See, right there.
This is your trophy as much as it is mine.
Oh.
You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't
it
need...
It sounds like he's saying it kind of just off the... like he knows it. That doesn't even seem like he's reading to me. It sounds like he just knows his shit about his mother.
Be loud. It can be quiet and strong. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself when the world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I love you.
Forget about it. Wow. Mixed reviews from the audience. Alan says he's having trouble getting past mommy. The fact that he calls her mommy, he's struggling with that. Bread Bowl Brain Chris has a soul, thank God. I love how he wiped his nose or his eyes on his jacket collar. That kid is great. Thank you, Chris. You and I are like similar, brilliant, emotionally deep minds. These other assholes are taking a shot at that guy. I already forgot his name. Mario Mendoza? Felipe Mendoza? Something Mendoza? Tyler says, what a puss. David in Hudsonville says he sounds like a big baby. Cole calls him asshole of the day. Tyler says it sounds like I'm listening to the Holiday Break-In Show on Free Beer and Hot Wings. Chris adds that he's great looking too. He is a handsome devil. Rebecca says, if he comes from a Hispanic home, mommy is a term of endearment. Jimmy adds, wait until he has to wipe his mother's ass like I have to. Bread Bowl Brain Chris adds that he has fantastic hair. Yes, he does. Birch Barlow says, cry for me, Greggy. Well, I don't care what any of you fucking say. I am a fan of that guy. First, Fernando, that's it. Fernando Mendoza. I love that guy. I'm glad he won. Ever since Indiana started really doling out tons of cash for their players, this has been great in the 2 years since they did it right. They brought in a new coach. They paid hundreds of millions of dollars for the best players. Now, the kid wins the Heisman. By the way, his mom is attractive. despite the fact that she's in a wheelchair. I don't want to see her wonky legs, but I think she was pretty in that ceremony. So anyway, that's where all of that is. Congrats to him and go Indiana. I hope that they win it all. All right. Thank you to Skydive Grand Haven. They are back, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that Skydive Grand Haven is the only skydiving place in all of Michigan that you can skydive from 17,000 feet? Not every skydive place has that certification. They have that at Skydive Grand Haven. 17,000 feet, that's a long way down. How many miles is that? Like 3 miles? That's over 3 miles. So if you've ever been on like a roller coaster or something like that, and you thought, oh, that was great, but it was just too short. Well, how about a 3 mile free fall? Looking at the Lake Michigan shoreline, one of the most pristine stretches of beaches anywhere. As you fall 3 fucking miles, and all you have to do is enjoy the view. While you're falling, there's a guy next to you shooting video of your every move and snapping pictures. You can get all of this at Skydive Grand Haven. SkydiveGrandHaven.com makes a great gift. Tandem jumps start as low as $249. So if you want a great gift for someone that you know or love, fantastic gift. And, well, kind of a last-minute gift, too. Go to SkydiveGrandHaven.com and give this gift of jumping out of an airplane. Get one for someone special and one for yourself, too. It is a gift of a lifetime. They will never forget it. Because if you think about it, all the other shit, think back to all the other shit that you've gotten in your life as a Christmas gift. You don't remember any of it. Not a bit of it. And it never stays around. They're all material things that break, get sold. They're not used. They suck. And that's it. Or you forget about them. You'll never forget about this. Ever. And you'll have the images to share with your friends. Tandem skydive jumps start at $249. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Go to SkydiveGrandHaven.com for more information. Click on shop. Gift certificates, and that's where all the jumps are. You just buy, and then you're good to go. As soon as it warms up, you jump. Good group over there. Love them so much. That is a great business that I stole from my friends over at the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. I had somebody say to me, EZ, how do you get these sponsors? And that the way I do it in a lot of cases is I just listen to what the commercial spot breaks and who's advertising. And the reason why I do that is because then I'm tipped off as to who has money and is willing to spend it on advertising. So then I just call. I tell them who I am, what I do. I tell them how many people listen. And then by the end of the week, we've got a deal. I did that with Skydive Grand Haven. I did that with Merchant Automotive. You can find them at merchant-automotive.com. I did that with King's Room Barbershop. It's awesome. Thank you, GRD. Merchant-automotive.com. That's where you go if you've got a truck with a Duramax diesel engine or an Allison transmission. Take it to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan, and they will repair any issues that you have with that vehicle. Merchant-automotive.com. They also have a number of kits, hundreds of kits that they manufacture there and fabricate, and you can use to upgrade your gear with your Duramax engine or your Allison transmission on your truck. You can get it all and find it all at merchant-automotive.com. Nick says that Fernando Mendoza is well-deserving of the Kreisman Trophy. I had not heard of that, but it sounds funny. The Kreisman Trophy? Is that something you made up, or is that a thing? Black Belt Nick writes, I had a moment like that when I broke down crying during my first black belt speech talking about my dad who had died 2 years earlier. This man has, I think it's supposed to say, this man has much respect for saying this in front of so many people. Yeah, well, Nick, I expect that from you. You have a soul. And that's, you know, to me, you're a genuine, real deal. Well, you're all genuine, real deal, just in different ways, okay? You're true to yourself, and that's fantastic. Fuckface Nick is also true to himself with that insult of well-deserving of the Kreisman Trophy, okay? It's a horrible joke and one that I love. He says he made it up. Alan has a crack, but I don't know what it means. It says vegetables need to be eaten too easy. I'm not sure what that means. Are you suggesting that Fernando Mendoza's mother is in a vegetative state? Is that what you're telling me? Because first of all, that's ridiculous. Second of all, she's not in a vegetative state. All right. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop, another sponsor I stole. Kingsroom.net, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. When you go to kingsroom.net, there's complete instructions about how to get to each of their locations, hours of operation, schedules to find out where and when your stylist is working, all at kingsroom.net. In West Michigan, there's only one company that I recommend for cutting down trees. That is Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Got a down tree? They'll take care of you any season. Storm damage from a winter storm or an ice storm, they can help you. You just want to take care of a tree coming up in the spring? Call Kuiper Tree Care. Call or text 616-828-8225. 8225. All right. Today is the deadline for open enrollment with healthcare.gov. You can reach out to Frank Fuss at appointmentwithfrank.com. Now, after open enrollment, if you're suddenly thrust into a position where you need to utilize healthcare.gov where you hadn't before, you can still sign up. I just recommend you reach out to Frank to help you with it. It doesn't cost you anything. Frank gets paid by the insurance companies. The way to reach out to Frank is at appointmentwithfrank.com. Please mention me when you're filling out the form. There's a little spot that says, how did you hear about me? Just put me, and then we'll be good to go. Frank will help you with anything you need to get set up for your insurance policy with health care. .gov. All right. We have the asshole of the day today. Now, there could be one of many. Boy. I think we know. Part of me wants to just make it. What's his name? Nick Reiner, who killed his mom and dad. But then if you do that, well, then what about the Bondi Beach assholes? They killed more people. But then again, the Brown University asshole, which they don't even have that guy in custody. So it could be any one of those three. So maybe we'll revisit that. But in the meantime, I'm going to say it's Trump for what he wrote about the passing of Rob Reiner and his wife. Fuck him. What an asshole. Jesus Christ. I mean, the other three are devilish. But Trump is an asshole. He knows it. And you got to respect a man who's willing to look like such a fuck time and time again. All right. Also, honorable mention Nick for suggesting that Rob Reiner was happy about Charlie Kirk getting plugged. What a cock. All right, that's my time. I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.